With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Derek Amato, at the age of 40, he says, jumped into a pool and hit his head. The injury created acquired musical savant syndrome. Now, there's only a handful of guys who've ever gone through this. It's. I think that, how many did they say there were in the world? I mean, maybe.
Did you say 50?
At that. So it's pretty amazing, the idea that somehow we have this other ability that's inside there. And he never played piano. He never had an interest in piano. He never was, as far as I know, he was never musical. So that, to me, out of everything, that's a really fascinating part, that somehow there's an innate understanding of another art form, of another skill that we somehow inherently know, right, but it's hidden behind something.
Untapped.
And yes, it's like it, but it's way beyond, like, the people we've had on who've had foreign accent, yes, syndrome.
But that's just speech. I mean, that's not a gift or a talent or a skill. That's, yeah, just, you know, hello.
Yeah.
You know,
this is like knowing another software.
Yeah, listen, go to the Renaissance Fair. They all have head injuries. This guy can play piano now.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
Our next guest is a Colorado man who, after suffering a massive concussion, discovered that he was able to flawlessly play piano, despite never having played before. He is one of 30 people living today who have been diagnosed with acquired musical savant syndrome. He told his story in his book, My Beautiful Disaster. He's gearing up to perform in Paris, France next month. And you can keep up with him on his website, DerekAmatoLive.com. Please welcome, Derek Amato.
Hey Derek, how have you been, man?
Mr. Dare, how are you this morning?
I am well. Hey, congratulations on your upcoming show in Paris.
Thank you, Johnny. I am beyond excited, man. I've always wanted to go over there, and it just worked out really well. You know, I'm taking that young lady from the boys to Amsterdam with me. I'm Monty. She's 17 years old. This is going to I think it's going to blow minds.
Oh, listen, I've been to Amsterdam a bunch of times, and it's a hoot, I will tell you. But let me get to the story first.
Right on, man. How's everything over there in Kansas City?
It's great. It's great, man. But I'm
cold.
No, it's finally warmed up, my friend. I got to ride the motorcycle a little this weekend. It was in the 50s, so it's going to get to 65. Now, where are you right now, by the way? Where do you live?
Very cool. I'm in Virginia Beach in rehearsal. I live here, you know, half the time as well. So I'll spend the next, obviously, the next 3 weeks before we leave for Paris here at rehearsal.
So let me get everybody caught up. You jumped into a pool at age 40, and you hit your head, and it's, you know, that's a super dangerous thing. I mean, most of the time when something like that happens, it's not good. And but you,
right,
went to the hospital. You get better. You get out of the hospital, and you pick up a friend's keyboard, and suddenly you can play. Like, now, here's where I always get so, like, I can't quite wrap my head around it. The idea that you had this ability behind some door, but the skill was already there. Is that what you're saying? Or is it your ability to learn was so fast and so accelerated that it seemed like you could do it?
I think it's kind of, you know, after 13 years, I've had a lot of time to sit and ponder what, you know, as far as my own opinion and input. And I think both are possible. I lean toward the fact that I think this musical gift was either stimulated by my first head injury, or it simply was latent in my brain, you know, since I was a child, since I was born. So, because I've had 7 head injuries, and, you know, the piano thing really didn't pop up until the last head injury in 2007. So, you know, I was having weird symptoms and strange things going on after my first accident. I think I was, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. So that's kind of when it all really started getting a little weird. And I never did share it with adults or my parents or the doctors until a few years later into my teenager years, into my first injuries.
Hey, tell me something.
You don't go around telling everybody that you...
Right.
You know, I could smell gasoline, or I could taste gasoline when I would get very angry as a child.
Wow.
So now the doctors think that that is correlated, or it links to synesthesia, which my brain sees and tastes things differently than the normal or typical brain. So, you know, I lean on both sides. I'd like to say they're both possible, and, you know, and then you can look at the religious and the science and the nature versus nurture and all that stuff. And sometimes it's easier just to say it's a gift.
Yeah, because synesthesia is when you can hear, smell, taste, or feel pain and color.
Yes.
You are.
So shortly after I was diagnosed with Savant syndrome, I was seeing a doctor at the University of Miami, Dr. Eric Bogart, and she started kind of tapping into these other areas of interest because of the things going on in my brain are correlating to synesthesia. So I was diagnosed with mirror touch synesthesia and another shape of synesthesia.
Wow. And does it affect all of your senses? Like, I mean, does every smell have a color? Does every taste have a color?
No.
No, just certain things.
No, just certain ones. Just like sound when I'm out, you know, walking in the city, certain sounds. It all sounds like a symphony to me, you know, the leaves falling on the ground, everything's an instrument, the voices of people, the cars, the mufflers, everything's an instrument when I'm walking through a city to me. But when it comes to the synesthesia, then it's a whole different type of feel.
Yeah.
Because my brain seems to think that it can pick up that energy or it feels if another person is, you know, sick and I somehow touch their hand.
Does it?
I get that nauseous feeling.
Does it make it hard, or is it easier to be in an emotional relationship? Like, are you in love with anybody? I mean, does it make your world better or worse? Is it hard to identify with people?
Man, it's a good question. I think it's turned me into a more patient person, if you will, with some of the things in life. I have this electric love for people, and it's you know, it's not certain kinds of people. It's just all people, just like everyone else. But there's this joy and this rush I get now from, you know, being introduced to people when I'm traveling. Somehow maybe I inspire them with my story or I touch their life in a way that gives them a moment to hope. So it kind of makes what I do really cool. I'm still learning it. After 13 years, I'm still learning how to put this out.
Does music...
Does
the ability to play piano also extend to guitar or other instruments, singing, anything?
Yes, it does. With the primary instruments, I don't really struggle with at all, bass, percussion. I'm definitely a better guitar player than I am a piano player. I can just tear shit up my guitar. I'm actually fairly a decent player. But piano, my muscle memory is very strange. And my fingers don't play like a typical piano hand. I usually only use three fingers per hand.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, you know, I'm having fun making noise with six fingers, so I can't imagine what would happen if I use all ten. So I'm trying to get the others.
Now, you have seven head injuries, and you've been going through this your whole life. Are you worried about CTE? Have they tested you for the syndrome, the brain injury syndrome?
Yeah, of course they do. And, you know, I don't live with that fear of something's going to come from this or I'm going to be completely nuts by the time I'm 55
and
lose my marbles. I don't even stress about it, man. If that's how the story goes, that's how the story goes. I live every moment, Johnny.
That's what you got to do. That's exactly right.
Thing.
No, I think it is beautiful.
Every moment.
If you're just joining the show, Derek Amato's with us. Now, he has got, it's injury created, it's acquired musical savant syndrome is what it is. And so now he's a concert player. Piano player. He's going to Paris. By the way, if you get a chance, and it's super creepy, but it's really worth doing, you got to go to the catacombs underneath Paris where they've got all the hundreds of thousands of skulls.
Oh, I'm going to try and explore everything, you know, and right now I got tons of radio interviews going on from Armani before Paris coming up April 6th. I'll be with Armani, the young lady from The Voice in Amsterdam is joining me. We're promoting the book and a new screenplay that we're pitching right now for
man.
Feature film, a reality show. So we have tons of stuff going on.
To the moon, my friend.
And
to the
speaking.
Moon. Yeah, just listen, you got to get to Kansas City because I've got like a thousand more questions for you. And I know you've got a lot of interviews, but I want to get you in the studio just so, you know, it's always better face to face because you can really
get some instruments in there and I can jam around on a couple different things and we can have some fun. But, you know, I'll push the management agency to see if they can put the speaking engagement in Kansas City just so we can at least spend a day or a weekend together.
I would love that. I really would, man. I think it's an amazing story. All right, my friend Derek.
Well, thank you. You know what? Thank you so much for sharing it, Johnny. I'm glad you're well. It's always good to hear your voice.
You're a good man. I appreciate you, man. I find that guy so absolutely fascinating. The idea, like, hey, man, just here's a xylophone. Hey, man, here's a glockenspiel. Hey, here's a piano. Hey, here's an oboe. Hey, here's a whatever it is. I just want to see what happens when you hand it to him.
And that you've had multiple head injuries.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have
you
one.
You were so ripped off, dude.
You really did.
He really got ripped off, dude.
He's like, I can play the triangle.
He's like, you poor bastard.
That stinks.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably end up with the CTE. Yeah. Because how many genuinely diagnosed by a doctor concussions? Truly, like not. I think I might have had one, but you're sure.
There's at least 12, for sure.
T, you know you're gonna get the CTE. I mean, I'm not wishing that on you. I'm just telling you, like 12 concussions. I mean, I don't know if there's any way around that.
I don't know.
Why don't you go to a doctor and get the test? Go get scanned. Go get take a look and see if there's a bunch of damaged stuff in there.
Well, I mean, everything seems to be fine so far.
Okay.
I know that they've said over time.
Wasn't it Sally Amua? Who's it killed?
Oh, there's a number of guys. Yeah.
It was all fine until it wasn't fine, you crazy bastard.
Junior Seau, was that the other one too?
Jimmy's Junior Seau, maybe that's what. But anyway, that's an awful thing to forget a guy's, you know, name that killed himself. That was such a huge part of the NFL. But
the movie Concussion.
I apologize.
Yeah, the movie Concussion, where it talks about how they tried to, you know, go after, and in a lot of cases, you don't find out until after they die.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson, man, no doubt that CTE drove him to whack their people's heads off. You might want to check into this, swordsman.
I would donate yourself to science.
You know
what?
You should donate your brain now.
No, and I say that. I mean,
like, now.
I know there are people
this
probably
afternoon.
That are already
like this afternoon. They should take his brain out of his head.
Why would you say that?
I'm just here for a physical.
Listen,
no, you're not.
Do the right thing.
I
do it for others.
I do the right thing every day.
CTE in the head, T-bones, real goofy. Had a concussion or 53. Can't you see the T-Bone's got the CTE? Yeah,
CTE.
I think that we can all agree that T-Bone is kind of
a dummy. His brain cells sleep because he's got the CTE. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.